Did you know that you can support us for just 99 cents a month? That's right, friends. You can support everything that we do here at GSL for just 99 cents a month. Take a look around wherever this post is. You might see a link or maybe even a button that says support. Go there, check out the options, consider supporting us because, you know, we enjoy bringing you all the daily inspiration as well as the weekly talk show, but we have much, much more to come. Thank you so much for the consideration. Bye-bye.
It's a miracle, baby. Yeah. Miracle serves.
We keep having all these problems. How we gonna solve them? Every day is the same thing. All these unsolved issues. I guess it's official. Here we go again, the same old thing. And I'm tired of the arguing and lying. So goodbye.
Good morning, everybody. It's your girl Miracle Sims, and you are listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. It is May the 9th, 2024, and today the topic is Unnecessary Islands. Happy Thursday. Yes, happy Thursday, everybody. I hope you guys had a wonderful Wednesday. Mine was just fine. Yes, mine was good. Overall, highlights from yesterday was I went to church and was a part of the all staff meeting. Once again, it was a good, you know, meeting that ended up hitting home and with regular life and everything. I know the pastor wasn't there per se, but I guess one of the assistant pastors took the opportunity for him not being there to discuss honor and things of that nature. And all of it was good reminders of, you know, what we should be doing as believers, honoring those above us, honoring us, you know, each other on the same level, and then honoring those that are quote unquote below us or that, you know, we're helping or whatever the case may be, right? So yes, honor was a great subject to be reminded of yesterday. And so, yeah, that was one of the main highlights. By the time I get back home, I was kind of tired and whatnot, but I had maybe like a few minutes or a few hours to we saw a little bit. And then we went to go visit one of my husband's friends who I guess is making preparations and whatnot, because I guess, you know, I guess basically he's come to the point where the doctors are saying that he doesn't, or they don't have anything else that they can do and things of that nature. So he's been making, I guess, arrangements for his family and whatnot. And, you know, I know that it can be morbid to think about and talk about these things. I know that, I guess, my husband likes to point out that, oh, you don't like to talk about it. But I'm like, it's not that. I think about, I'm used to, again, hearing my mom talk about it. again, she has everything planned out to the T about what she would like and stuff like that. And so, you know, and I know that it's a part of life and everything like that. And I also have a constant reminder knowing that my father passed, you know, when he was younger than me, younger than I am today, you know. And so, you know, I get it. It's inevitable, as they say, you know. Unless you're one of the generations that, you know, the Lord happens to rapture or something like that, or unless he changes mind about what he wants to do and whatnot with you in your life, death is, I guess, something that we all have to think about, prepare for, and understand that is a part of life at this present time. But anyway, I found it interesting that as I was, you know, talking to the gentleman's wife more so, because my husband was mostly talking about the gentleman, and times where they got a chance to kind of walk away, I asked, you know, how was she doing and everything, and she, you know, was trying to be strong and saying as good as she could be doing, and, you know, trying to let her know that I was there, and, you know, I could pray for her, things of that nature. But yeah, I guess ultimately the reason I'm sharing this with you guys is because I feel like it reminded me of how important fellowship is. Not only that, but I was also reminded last night when I was chit-chatting with a new homegirl. Excuse me, y'all. I am feeling better. It's just the little sneezes, uncontrollable sneezes. But anywho, I was chit-chatting with a homegirl last night, and we kind of just were, you know, texting and encouraging one another in our walk and things of that nature. You know, we're kind of going through some things similarly as, you know, married women and stuff like that. And, you know, I had to just take some time to, I guess, give her honor and let her know, man, I really appreciate having you here to talk to, and knowing that you understand and, you know, you're going through it too, whatever the case may be, because we understood, or what we both understood, was that if we had other type of people to talk to, for example, maybe unbelievers or things of that nature, we would be giving each other totally different advice, right? But because we're both believers and we both obviously, you know, value the Lord and you know, our husbands and things of that nature, we're both like uplifting each other to, you know, fight for, stay in our marriage, you know, all these different type of things. So, you know, it's a blessing to, you know, again, surround yourself with the right type of people, right? Well, I guess the Lord wanted to remind me of all of these things this morning because, well, one, I woke up around 3:42, right? And I know y'all like, well, why are you recording at 8-something? I know. Listen, in my Tabitha's voice, mind your business. No, I'm just kidding. No, I just needed some rest. I was like, okay, I know the Lord gave me the word, but I was like, can I get another hour? So, Lord, He gave it to me, but I need to go get ready to work. Anyway. Let me give y'all this juice though. So yeah, I woke up around 3:42 and I was kind of, not say bombarded, but I had all these verses that were like seemingly negative. Now I'm sure I need to go read the context and all this type of stuff, you know, so I'm not saying that the verses themselves are negative, but what I'm saying is that, you know, as I was reading them, I'm like, ooh, is it? Well, honestly, I didn't even take offense to it. I didn't feel like it was a word for me, honestly. I just felt like, huh, that's interesting. You know, like, where, you know, what is this about? Where does it come from? And then ultimately, I went deeper with thinking and things of that nature. And I was pretty much led in this direction that I'm on. So anyway, Lamentations 3:4 says, he has transgressed and I'm going to say have. Y'all can go check and make sure the word is right. But anyway, it says, we have transgressed and rebelled and you have not forgiven. That's what stood out to me the most in that verse. And I'm like, what? You trying to say the Lord has not forgiven me? What? And so then I read the next verse that I came across when I looked into 3:42. And it said, and it was Matthew 3:42. And it says, whoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so to do, he shall by no means be saved in the kingdom of heaven. So I'm like, okay, you know, obviously I need to go deeper, you know what I mean? These ain't even the whole verses of these two verses, but those are the parts that stood out to me in those two verses that I came across this morning. And let's just say, right, because what the Lord had revealed to me through these verses, and I'll tell you guys how I got to today's situation, but what was revealed to me at this moment, right, was pretty much like, as I looked at those verses, if I had to just, right, stay to myself, right, stayed in my feelings, right, focus only on me, and said to myself, this is for me, this is a rebuke for whatever I've done, when I know I ain't did nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't done anything over the past few days. So I'm like, if it's a rebuke, it's a late rebuke. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, for me, as I was receiving these verses this morning, I just found it to be interesting, you know. But let's just say I was guilty, right? Let's just say I did just do something. And then I woke up this morning to this rebuke. It'd be like, oh. And now I'm feelings about it, right? And I'm like, oh, this is for me. This is, the Lord hates me. The Lord is not going to forgive me. You know, X, Y, and Z. Which I know it goes against everything the Bible teaches about, you know, God and His forgiveness and things of that nature. But let's just say, right, then I could easily be swayed by these doubts, right? that these verses can cast, right? But as I went a little deeper, let me tell you what happened. So basically, as I was looking at the verse or whatever, I think I had clicked off the screen. I don't know if I went to another app, but I went back to the internet, and it seemed like one of my windows or the windows was like no longer there. It just was, you know how you used to get that little notification on the internet sometimes to be like, oh snap, this web page. It was something like that. And so for some reason, right, I was led to go and check how many windows I had open. So I went and I had 300, and I made a note of this, had 338 windows open. I know that just tells you what my mind is like, right? I opened up so many windows at the same time. But anyway, so I made a note of that. So I deleted all the windows. I'm like, let me start over. Let me just delete all these windows. But I felt led to go, because, okay, so even when I looked into 342 this morning, those words and the Strong's Concordance, they weren't resonating either. I was like, ooh, you know, it seemed kind of still rebuking, you know what I mean? It's still, like, bad, you know? So I was like, that's interesting, you know? And so then I went back. So ultimately, like I said, I went to the back to the thing, saw that old snap, whatever, whatever, saw the number of windows I had open. I looked up the number of windows, which is 338. And they pretty much led me to the verses, to the words that I'm using in the Thanks, husband. Sad, okay. And this is how you know I married my mama. I love you, baby. y'all, anywho, he gave me this tea, this hot tea stuff. Anyway, what was I saying? I was telling you guys about the windows that was open, right? So I looked up the number in the Strong's Concordance, and those words in the Hebrew and the Greek, they said something else in the Strong's Concordance. But when I happened to look those words up in the Greek, I just went to the translator. I copied, you know, the word that I saw in the Greek, put it in a translator, and it gave me, one of them gave me unnecessary, the other one gave me island. And I was like, unnecessary island. Interesting. And so then that's when I went deeper about everything, and that's when the Lord started to reveal to me about today's topic. That, you know, what I feel like the juice is today is, again, this is a reminder, again, of how important it is for us to fellowship, right? How important it is for us to surround yourself with like-minded, Bible-based, you know, believing people, things of that nature. You know, I went deeper about two words this morning. I didn't look at the definitions, but I looked at two verses at openbible.info about two words. One of the words was isolation. I think we all know what isolation is. I think this is one of the tactics of the enemy that he uses against us to keep us isolated, you know. And so that's one word I went deeper about. And then the other word I went deeper about was fellowship. Again, this is what the Bible calls us to do. This is what God calls us to do. And again, I saw how important it was for me, right, to be fellowshipping with the people that I fellowship, like being at the church, fellowshipping with my coworkers, you know, being at my husband's friend's house and fellowshipping with him and his wife and family, right? Being, you know, at home and fellowshipping with this fellow wife believer, you know, and whatnot. Actually, me and her are supposed to be going live tonight on her show, so that's another thing y'all can look out for. It's Lord's will. But anywho, I say all that to say that, again, that's where this inspiration came from, and I hope that you guys are encouraged and inspired by what the Lord wants to share with me, for me, and through me today. So let's go to Proverbs 18:1. It says, whoever isolates himself seeks his own desire. He breaks out against all sound judgment. Y'all know, man, when we alone, we make some of the worst decisions, don't we? I mean, I'm guilty of this, but unfortunately, someone came into my heart and mind this morning. And don't get me wrong, like, every now and then we got to clear the noise. Even God, you know, Christ himself had to isolate, right, go away and things of that nature. Now, obviously, he went to pray, you know what I'm saying, and things of that nature, you know, and obviously, again, he's God and things like that. So he's not tempted by, again, I guess the things or the way we are, right? But regardless, right, it's like I do understand sometimes you just want to gather your own thoughts. You want to clear your mind. You want to, like I did with all those windows this morning, you just sometimes you just want to restart, right? And you just want to hear what you think, because you get so many unsolicited opinions. You hear what everybody got to say about you and your life that you just get so bombarded. You got that, you got God, and you got the enemy all in your ear about you and your life that sometimes you just want to clear your heart and mind. I totally understand that, right? But in those moments of isolation, again, it's wise, or at least I believe biblical wisdom is, again, seeking the Lord and, you know, prayer and, you know, again, things of that nature, reading the Bible, you know, things like that to do in our moments of isolation, right? This verse is telling us, again, that, you know, though someone that isolates themselves, is you're just pretty much seeking your own desire, you know, you're going to be easily influenced again by whatever it is you want, right? If that's the type of life you live. Now, some people are totally okay with that, right? But I think those that are Bible believing Christians, you guys are, you see the wisdom of why isolation isn't necessarily the best choice and thing, especially when you're going through mental, attacks and things of that nature, you know, again, the enemy could use all that time alone to, you know, cloud your judgment in a lot of ways about a lot of things, you know. And we see and hear the remnants of that type of thing all around us, you know. So, isolation. That's a little, you know, just to look at isolation. I think, did I get another one that was kind of centered around that? Well, here's a reminder for us. It's 1 Corinthians 12 and 14. It says, for the body is not consist of one man, but of many. You know, again, we've all heard this phrase, you know, or maybe we have heard this phrase, no man's an island, right? Of course, one of the first verses in Genesis was telling us that it is not good for man to be alone. Now, again, unless the Lord has called you to that, you know what I'm saying, and all of that type of thing, whether it's singleness or whatever the case may be, that I'm not saying anything against that. If God called you to be single and you know that and whatever, whatever, and your purpose is all centered around that, that's a whole other conversation, you know. But even you, right, I doubt that he called to, like, not have nobody at all, you know, no interaction at all with anybody. You know, no friends, no mentor, nah. Like, I doubt that, you know, even if he called you to be single. There's some interaction you need to be having, right, with somebody and stuff. But anyway, that's a whole nother conversation. Let's talk a little bit about fellowship. Because, again, I feel like, well, one, this is, again, one of the things that the enemy uses against us, you know. He likes to remind us, oh, everybody's hypocrite, so why go to the church, da 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 da. And, you know, on the flip side, people like Frank Turek and there's another gentleman online that answers people's questions. I think his name is Cliff, something like that. But anyway, it's like, you know, again, you will fit right in because you also are a sinner and hypocrite. You know what I mean? Like, let's stop acting like we're perfect out here. You know, like they say, you don't go to the hospital expecting to see healthy people, you know what I'm saying? So why go to the church and expect that everybody's pristine, clean? I mean, yeah, we are all, again, I guess, yeah, if you start to look at everybody as Christ, then okay, you know what I'm saying? You can see that. But at the same time, acknowledging that we are still human, and until, you know, when we're in his presence or whatever he wants to do with, you know, all the other things that are to happen, then, you know, right now we are all still in our fallen state, right? And so, and there's nothing we can do to be perfect. I mean, I feel like we done went over that over the past few weeks. So, even this morning, y'all, as I was kind of looking at that, what is it called? I was looking at something. I forgot, y'all. Sorry, I guess I got distracted by this. Somebody on YouTube, I'm not going to read what they said because I'm not going to read their name or any of that. I think it was just a distraction. So anyway, let me go ahead and give you guys more verses. Let's talk about fellowship real quick, y'all. Matthew 18 and 20. It says, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them." Again, as I chit-chatted with my homegirl last night, there's two of us. As I, you know, me and my husband, there's two of us. You know, us and the friend, there's two, you know, two or three, you know, or four, you know, of us or whatever. Again, me with the church team and things of that nature, you know, that's more than two or three. So God is in the midst, y'all. And again, there is power in that. Now, not saying God can't be with you when you're alone. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that is what his word says. It just shows, again, the importance of fellowship. Here's another verse that talks about, again, that in a way. It's Proverbs 27 and 17. It says, "Iron sharpeneth iron, and as a man sharpens a man, or sharpens another." So again, I mean, like me and my sis holding each other accountable, you know what I'm saying? You know, things of that nature. But this is the important thing to that, right? Because we can easily surround ourselves with anybody. And so there's a verse that stood out to me this morning to share as well. It's 1 Corinthians 15 and 33. It says, "Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals." Again, we can see this all around us. You know, they say birds of a feather flock together. They say one apple can spoil the bunch. You know, they got all the quotes and whatnot to warn us that the company you keep matters, right? They like to use that verse talking about the guy's friends that lowered him down from the roof to Jesus. Like, again, you know, if his friends was some different type of friends, maybe he would have never got Christ, you know, things of that nature. So again, the type of people you're surrounding yourself with will influence you one way or another. You know, I ain't gonna lie, you know, as I think about the people that the Lord has taken out of my life, you know, things of that nature, you know, I pray for them, I hope they're well, you know, I don't have anything against them, you know, per se, you know, not personally or whatever. But at the same time, too, I can't help but notice the peace. I can't help but notice that I don't have the stresses of dealing with them or their problems, you know what I'm saying? I don't fully know if that's good sometimes, you know, because I'm like, well, Lord, you know, was I supposed to be there? Was I supposed to put extra effort in to, you know, keep the friendship and whatever it is, you know? But at the same time, I am coming to be at peace with, again, whatever the Lord does in my life, when he closes doors, when he opens them, windows, people, all the type of things where, yeah, I'm finally at peace and content with whatever the Lord do. Including taking people out of my life, you know, so, because again, he knows best at the end of the day. Like, this, you know, I'm just, I guess, again, his workmanship and things of that nature. But I'm just reminding us about keeping good company and, you know, reminding yourselves of the type of people that you need to be bringing around you, and understanding that they will have an influence on you in your life. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 7 says, "Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing." If you are already believers and you're surrounding yourself with other believers, then congratulations, man. Yeah, at least this is one thing that people struggle with a lot. This is one thing that the enemy uses against us a lot to keep us isolated, make us unnecessary islands for whatever reason, right? And I felt like this morning, as I was getting ready to go live and everything like that, I noticed that yesterday's episode, I was talking about useless pursuits. And then today, as I was looking at the title, or I was getting ready to type, you know, unnecessary island, I felt led to put islands. And I felt like these conversations over the past couple of days may be a consistent word and warning for us. One, yesterday we talked about, you know, stop pursuing useless pursuits. And then today it's all about stop being unnecessary islands. You know, at the end of the day, again, there's strength in the multitude. You know, they say a fist makes a powerful punch, things of that nature. And So I hope that you guys are encouraged and inspired by the things that the Lord shared with me, for me, and through me today. Let me go ahead and give you guys the Bible verse of the day, because like I said, I need to go get ready. And I think NJ's going to stay home with his papa. Okay. Anywho, today's Bible verse of the day is Hebrews 13:8. It says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Just a reminder, tomorrow is Friday, so I have a new episode of the GSL Talk Show coming out with Miss Crystal Cooler. She is a sobriety coach and things of that nature. She's sharing her journey about, you know, overcoming alcohol addiction and everything like that. So you guys can tune in tomorrow and see what the Lord has to share with her, for her, and through her on the GSL Talk Show. But until then, I look forward to talking to y'all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye. This episode was brought to you in part by Ava Justin, the host of the Ava Talk, where entrepreneurship, entertainment, and empowerment collide. Join her journey of faith, wisdom, and inspiration at theavatalk.com.